everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. By having a relentless mentality, I've pushed boundaries and gotten into rooms with pro athletes and power players, built a successful business, and moved the ball in male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using my same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands and creating opportunities. This podcast is all about uncovering strategies of the world's best athletes and business leaders to help you get to that next level. Join me in conversations that will elevate your hustle and get you across the goal line. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball.
Hey there. Thanks for joining in for another episode. Before we get into today's topic, if you haven't yet done so, be sure you hit that follow button on whatever platform you are listening to this show on so that you never miss a future episode. And also, do me a favor and share the show with some friends, family, colleagues, and coworkers. I'd love for you to tell some others to check it out. You've heard me say before on the show that I'm on a mission to help you get stuff done and make things happen. It's not just about moving the ball. It's about elevating, separating, and really dominating in everything that you do when it comes to business, when it comes to life, and most certainly when it comes to your career. And if you've been regularly listening to these episodes, especially in season four, I hope you have been able to get strategies and actionable tips to really help you elevate and get to that next level. On some of the episodes this season, I've done some solo shows talking about career navigation, and also I've had some career-focused questions with a number of my guests. In my two-part series about navigating and accelerating your career, I discussed owning your game and owning your role. Now, this owning your role piece was something that Nathan Whitaker and I also discussed on our show together. I would suggest you go check those shows out, by the way. And then on my recently released episode with Ben Newman, we talked about owning the opportunity. With all three of these phrases, owning your game, owning your role, and owning the opportunity, they do have some different areas that they focus on. One common thing with all of these topics is ownership. Whatever it is you are looking to do in life and with your career, it really starts with believing in yourself and then taking ownership. As you've heard me say before, and it's one of the underlying themes in my Move the Ball book, you have to be that quarterback that takes control over driving that ball forward. At the end of the day, where you get to in life starts with you. Yes, there are teammates that we need to win. There are people that are going to help pull us up along the way at times, help take a chance on us. But it is up to you to take charge and take command. That ownership piece is so critical. What I wanted to do today is expand upon the concept of owning your game. I'm going to do this by actually reading the Own Your Game chapter that is in my latest book, Dominate the Game, How Life Changes When You Show Up. It's chapter 4 of that book. If you've been listening to the show for a while, then you know that I released Dominate the Game in November of last year, and one of my goals for this year is to do an audio version of the book. Now, my original plan was to have that complete already, but like everyone, life happens, and there are circumstances that make us prioritize other things sometimes. As an example, you all know that I had family that was on campus during the shooting at Michigan State back in February. Going through that event and then going on national news with Jalen talking about that experience, those things are not things I ever in my life thought I would have to go through. And when you have events like that, significant events, they make you pause, they make you call a timeout, and they make you rethink life and reprioritize things too. One of the things I ended up doing was I put further down on my list getting the audiobook version of Dominate the Game completed. But don't worry, my plan is to get it done and release later this year. And let me just touch on something tied to this. When it comes to goals, we should be attaching dates to when we want to complete them. That is important because if you don't identify when you want to accomplish something, then the likelihood of getting it done when you want is a lot less. I mean, I even talk about this in my Move the Ball book. I talk about the importance of having SMART goals. SMART stands for specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time-bound. Setting a time frame for every single goal is important. And I know you know that. But then what happens if you don't hit that goal in that time frame? Because that could be because of some other unexpected significant event. It could be something else happened or otherwise, you just didn't get to it. Whatever it is, the answer is simple. You give yourself grace and you adjust your timeline. You don't get stressed out about it. You take credit for what you have accomplished and you stay focused on continuing to move the ball so that you can get across that goal line. Now, some of you might be thinking, wait a minute here, Jen, I don't know if I completely agree with that. So let me clarify what I just said. Okay, so that's not to say there are certain times when we shouldn't push to make a deadline or a goal. And a little bit of stress and a sense of urgency can be a good thing. Yes, in those circumstances, push, 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 put in the work and get the dang thing done. But there are other times when it really is okay to extend your timeline. And you'll know when those times are versus the crunch time moments that you need to knuckle down and get her done. I just wanted to bring this up because not every single goal is like that and is in a crunch mode type of situation. By recognizing this, you can likely reduce some unnecessary stress that you're putting on yourself. Let me be clear. This doesn't mean you become lazy. This doesn't mean you become complacent. This doesn't mean you can just slack off. What this means is you can recognize that life happens, things don't always go as planned, and it is okay to make adjustments and to extend timelines and to cut yourself some slack. We tend to be our harshest critics, so don't always beat yourself up over things. Sometimes it's okay, take the small wins, regroup, replan, and get back at what you need to do. Other times, again, you got to push, you got to go. You cannot extend that timeline. You know when those are. So I just wanted you to think about those things because not everything has to be that hustle, grind, push, push, push. You can give yourself grace and you can extend your deadlines. All right. I just felt like today was right to share that for anyone who might have needed it. So going back to what I want to do for this episode is I'm going to go through the Own Your Game chapter from my Dominate the Game book. A couple of months ago on the show, I did another episode similar to this, where I also read another chapter from Dominate the Game called Trust the Process. After that episode released, I had a lot of people reaching out, commenting on how much they enjoyed listening to that chapter and how they looked forward to getting the audiobook version of the book. Well, I already talked to you about how that isn't going to be out for a little while. So what I wanted to do today was give y'all a taste of another chapter, audiobook style. And as I was thinking through what chapter to do it on, I figured it just made sense to do the Own Your Game chapter since I've recently been talking about that topic on the show and how that ownership is so important to not only be able to move the ball, but also to dominate the game. And it ties into whatever you're doing, not just career-wise, but what you want to do in business, what you want to do in life. So let's get into that chapter. Here we go. In sports and in life, how you show up to the game matters. Unfortunately, most people get this part all wrong. They never fully show up ready to play, and consequently, they never truly reach greatness. They simply exist, floating through life and wondering why they ended up where they did and why they didn't accomplish more for themselves. Some people never cared. They have come to settle for what life throws at them and end up living a life that is unfulfilling or unrewarding. You differ from these individuals because I know you really want to win. How do I know this? Because you chose to read this book, which is about showing up the right way to get what you want out of life. So now it's time to get in the game. Just like EA Sports, right? Get in the game. In life, there are no guarantees. Most of us would like some sort of assurances before we commit to extraordinary goals. Wouldn't it be great if you knew that an outcome would work out in your favor before you even started? If only life were that easy. Then you wouldn't have to question decisions, take risks, and make the hard sacrifices. Unfortunately, the scenario with guarantees only happens in fairy tales. In the real world, there is no magical mirror, crystal ball, or psychic that can reveal your future. Reality contains shades of gray, i.e. uncertainty, and is very unpredictable. Therefore, you must trust your feelings and your faith to guide you in the right direction. Your confidence will drive you to make choices that will get you closer to your goal. When you are focused, momentum will then take over. Before you know it, you will have won your game. It's important to remember that your success will not occur overnight, but committing to the journey and trusting the process will take you where you need to go. If you really want to achieve great things in life and be legendary, start with taking ownership. This means owning what game you are playing and then owning every single action, inaction, and outcome that occurs along the way to your success. The Coach's Corner will help you understand what this concept of ownership entails and get you suiting up to play your game the right way. So in the book, there is a section called Coach's Corner where I identify four things that are going to help you to own your game. Those four are own your game, which is about ownership, be 100% all in, which is commitment, trust yourself, which is tied to confidence, and make hating to lose a priority, which is about accountability. So now we're going to go into those four things. Step one, take complete ownership over the game. In the chapter, What Color Is Your Jersey?, you went through the process of gaining clarity and centering on what was important to you in life. Through a period of reflection, you identified your core values and determined what your goals are across several different categories, including business and your career. Taking ownership over your life requires you to be like a postage stamp, meaning you need to stick with your journey until you reach your destination. No matter where the path may take you, it's about staying the course as you go through the hills and the valleys. You will not attract what you want in life and achieve the outcomes you seek until your commitment, your attitude, and your actions reflect the desired outcome. That starts with taking ownership over your life and what you want. To, quote unquote, own your game, you need to be 100% committed to your goals. Don't say it's what you want if you aren't completely ready to play the game and own the journey. Ownership means not playing the victim when things don't go your way. Ownership means suiting up and bringing the best version of yourself forward each day. Ownership means showing up to play the game even on the days that you don't feel like it. Ownership means that no matter what you are going through, you are going to give it your all, try your best, and when things don't work out the way you want, you are going to pick yourself back up and figure out how to continue to move forward. All of that is what it means to own your game. So now, look at the goals you have identified for yourself. How badly do you want them? Are you willing to make the sacrifices and trade-offs required to pursue them? If you aren't ready or willing to alter your behaviors and your lifestyle to accomplish what you claim is important to you, then perhaps you need to reevaluate what game you want to play. Don't rush through this process. Only you can determine what makes you happy, what you want, and how you will define success. It's important that you repeat your goal setting process until you are comfortable with the goals that you have identified and are ready to take complete ownership over them. Once you have completed this, then you can proceed to step two. Step two, make the commitment to be in the game. If you want to move the ball and win, you need to bring your A game to the field. To do that, you must be committed on a mental, emotional, and physical level. It's time to be real. Check yourself. Are you working towards your goals or are you simply going through the motions? How are you suiting up and showing up? Are you in the game one day and out of the game the next? Each day we make choices. Some of them are tougher than others. Easier choices might be what to wear or what to eat each day. Other decisions that require more deliberateness involve whether you will take a risk today, what tasks you will work on, and if you will stay focused on the right activities to get you closer to your goal line. These decisions tie to your commitment level and to your ownership. When I was in the early stages of writing Move the Ball, I contemplated attending a small group writing seminar, but I wasn't sure. I teetered on whether I really wanted to go through all the trouble of getting to this writing workshop. First, I lived in Michigan and the course was in Oklahoma. It wasn't in Hawaii or something like that. But what was the big deal there? Well, not only would I need to take a week of vacation from work, but I would also need to buy an airplane ticket, pay for a hotel room, reserve a rental car, and more. Did I really want to do this and incur all these expenses? I was on the fence. For months, I wobbled back and forth. Then I thought about it some more. If I was serious about writing my book, then I needed to act like I was. I needed to commit, take ownership, and be all in. While I had only a limited amount of accrued vacation, to me, it was worth spending my hard-earned vacation time on this seminar. After all, this was supposed to be an investment, right? Yes, it was. This was an investment into something that was a priority to me. So I was willing to do whatever it took to make this goal happen. First, I registered for the class. It was about 8 weeks before the session. Then I made my travel arrangements and went to Tulsa. The 5 days of the course went by quickly, but I learned so much. It was well worth the use of my time and my money. The experience taught me a lot about how to be a better writer and about the industry. The best part, though, was I met incredible people who became a crucial part of my team going forward. I brought them into my huddle. I'll discuss the huddle part later in this book. And they were instrumental in helping me publish Move the Ball when I did. They kept me motivated and I was showing up and playing the game. And had I not published that book, I wouldn't be here today. So I think it worked out okay. But anyway, Move the Ball is the thing that started the Move the Ball movement, which has since grown into so much more with the podcast and the various campaigns and ventures involving the brand. Without this book, I probably would not be on the path that I am on today, getting to work with very successful successful professional athletes and executives on their brands, business opportunities, and other incredible projects. By taking ownership and being 100% committed to achieving my goal of publishing a book about the parallels between football and life, it set my life in a different direction. During a business trip where I was doing a speaking event for a Fortune 100 client, my driver asked me how long it had taken me to write Move the Ball. I told him it took me about a year. He then said, that year changed your life. You know what? He was right. Years ago, I had the opportunity to hear Tom Bilyeu, serial entrepreneur and co-founder of Quest Nutrition, share his experience of starting a healthy protein bar and powder company and the journey to its explosive growth. In 2010, Bilyeu co-founded Quest Nutrition with his friends Ron Penna and Mike Osborne. The company grew by 57,000%. Yes, 57,000% in its first 3 years and was ranked number 2 on the Inc. 500 fastest growing companies in the United States in 2014. By the end of 2015, Quest products were being sold at over 40,000 points of distribution in over 70 countries. In August 2019, Simply Good Food agreed to buy Quest Nutrition for $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion. While Quest Nutrition is a success story, the company's journey was not without obstacles and challenges, just like any business, right? In the beginning, Tom and his co-founder started by running their technology company during the day and testing new recipes at night. After a year of doing this, they came up with a winning protein bar recipe, only to discover that the low-sugar product they had created was unmanufacturable. That's kind of a problem. As it turned out, manufacturers told them that packaged food becomes virtually impossible to create with off-the-shelf manufacturing equipment once the sugar is stripped from the products. Contract manufacturers said it can't be done. And in order for it to be done, they would have to compromise on the product they wanted to produce for Quest Nutrition. This was something that the Quest founders were unwilling to do. Tom shared that at that point, they had a decision to make. And the question he posed out to all of us who are listening to his story was that when you are going after what you want in life, you must ask yourself this: what will it take you to get to where you want to go? And what are you willing to do? What he was getting at was you must decide what lengths and to what risks you are willing to undergo to make your dreams a reality. For Tom and his partners, instead of balking at such a major roadblock with contract manufacturers, the team decided the only solution was to self-manufacture their product and then do the necessary research to make their product shelf stable. As you can imagine, this was a very capital-intensive decision they were making, but they were unwilling to compromise their product formulas as they wanted to stay in alignment with the goal of their company, which was providing healthy and nutritious products that help to end metabolic disease while still tasting good. So, coming back to the question of what they were willing to do to achieve their goal, this would require them to purchase their own equipment. They were so committed that they were willing to take on that risk. And that is a risky decision to make. It is capitally intensive to buy your own equipment. So the three of them ended up purchasing the equipment and embarked on what Bilyeu referred to as an absurd journey. While the road ahead was filled with bumps and obstacles, in the end, their commitment and decision to go all in and self-manufacture their products worked out for them. And the rest is history. Yes, selling your company for $1 billion, I think it worked out. But they were willing to take the risk, right? So the takeaway, are you willing to do what is required to achieve your goals? When you are truly committed to achieving what you want, you make the sacrifices and take the risks needed. You see, unless you make the commitment that is required for you to win, what you have is only promises and hopes, but no plans and no results. Commitment unlocks doors from your imagination and allows for further clarity for your vision. Commitment is the glue that bonds you to your goals. Today, get your head in the game and say, I'm all in. Be ready to take action and stick with the journey, no matter how bad the road ahead may be. Those who remain committed transform their goals from ideas to actuality. Step 3, trust your decisions. Throughout this book, you will find the key to accomplishing your goals is making changes to the way you think and how you act. If you want to be a winner, you need to mentally prepare for change and transformation, and then you need to act accordingly. The world is divided into two groups: people who are open to change and those who are closed to it. As I stated before, it's filled with people who think they can do anything, and then there are those who think they can't. The view you adopt for yourself affects every aspect of your life, from relationships to career moves to parenting decisions. Great leaders possess a desire to learn and challenge themselves to grow. They aren't afraid to change, and most importantly, they trust their decisions and what their gut has told them. The players who are successful in life aren't afraid to take risks. They choose creativity over certainty, meaning they come up with non-traditional and innovative ways to take the shot at what they want in life instead of playing it safe. They get fired up over taking a half-court shot or a chance that others won't take. They show up to win and they play to win. Something guaranteed in life is that obstacles will come in our path and force us to find a new center of gravity and a new way to stand. It will make us pivot and deviate from our original plan time and time again. We will have to make adjustments just like teams do while playing football games because the outcomes aren't going as planned. While teams make shifts, they trust their decisions and they don't second guess why they are out there playing the game. They keep pushing forward. They understand that excuses will always be there, but opportunities won't. So they can't back down. They continue to take ownership and show up in every single moment like they are supposed to be there. Let me say that part again because it's important. They continue to take ownership and show up in every single moment like they are supposed to be there. They believe in the decisions they have made and they keep progressing forward even when they don't have all the answers and they can't see the path ahead. Now, in the book, there is a quote right after that that is written by John Wooden, who is legendary UCLA basketball head coach. And he says, "I don't believe in looking back. If you make a decision that you think is the proper one at a time, then that's the correct decision." Your mindset frames the path that you take in life. Not only is it important to have a positive outlook, but you also have to believe in yourself and possess a winning edge, knowing that the choices you make are the right ones. You are then going to take ownership over that, and no matter what happens, you're going to remind yourself that the decisions you made were the correct choices at the time you made them. The next step will then be figuring out your subsequent moves and what your playbook needs to be from there. You don't need to know everything to get started. Remember that. You just need to put together an initial plan, trust your decisions, and get moving. The next chapter, Suit Up, will cover mindset and confidence in more detail. All right, so step four. Start with a hate-to-lose mentality and hold yourself accountable. Accountability is that A word we hear all the time. Great coaches, great leaders, and great players always mention how they hate to lose and how they will hold themselves accountable to the standard they have set for themselves. These individuals aren't just motivated to win. They do not like losing and are completely disciplined and dedicated to achieving their goals. A question you need to ask yourself is, am I simply motivated or am I really dedicated to achieving my goals? There is a difference between these two. Many people look to motivation to push them toward their destination. But when that motivation wears off, then what? How do people stay committed on those days they don't feel like showing up and putting in the hard work? On those days where there are tasks that aren't sexy or fun and the ones that they really don't want to do? The thing is that motivation will only get people so far. And when it reaches the end, there needs to be something else there to keep the kettle boiling. That thing is dedication. It's an integral part of the equation for success that many overlook. One difference between motivation and dedication is action. Motivation involves the initiative required to start the task. It can include the desire to engage in a particular behavior or a goal. But dedication goes beyond a mere desire. It ties to a person's commitment to following through with behaviors and actions. Dedication is the fuel that drives people to not want to lose. Owning your game requires you to be disciplined, dedicated, and possess this hate-to-lose mentality. It also requires you to play to your standard and hold yourself accountable when you fall short of that standard. You won't get much done if you only hustle on the days that you feel good. Sorry. Impossible dreams demand an impossible work ethic. You have to show up and put in the work that aligns with the standards you have set for yourself. We know that no action means that there will be no change in your life. Limited action will lead to limited change, but lots of purposeful action will lead to massive change and substantial changes in your life. Your grind may go unnoticed by others, but your results will not. Having a hate-to-lose mentality means you show up every day and you give it all you've got. It means you leave nothing in the tank and you do everything 110% so you feel good about how you performed each and every day. It's about devoting everything you have into your life and the game you are playing. This is what ownership truly entails. Now that you have read this chapter on owning your game, you need to focus on a spectacular year ahead of you. Forget about any New Year's resolutions you have made and probably have since left behind. It's time for you to shine and get ready for a journey ahead with great accomplishments. Think about this. In a single year, you can completely reinvent yourself if you choose to show up every day and put in the work. It starts with you taking complete ownership. It's time for you to jump in completely and go all in. When you throw yourself entirely into the game, you will be amazed at what you can achieve. It isn't going to be easy. If it was, then everyone would do it. Greatness, again, does not happen overnight. There will be good days and bad days. Playing outside of your comfort zone can get ugly. You may question your decisions and your future, but relax. It's all part of the ride. You have to let go of whatever is holding you back and make winning a priority today. Forget your fears and the mistakes you have made. It's in the past. Leave it there. Now is the time for you to create your future. In 1989, Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys football team from H.R. Brumbright. Jones immediately fired successful and legendary head coach Tom Landry, and he hired Jimmy Johnson as a replacement. Landry had coached the Cowboys for 29 years, leading the team to 2 Super Bowl championships in the 70s. However, the last seasons of Landry's tenure had been losing ones. It was time for a change. In with Johnson, out with Landry. While the decision was a controversial one, sometimes change is needed. This doesn't take anything away from Landry's outstanding leadership and accomplishments, but Jones recognized he needed to switch it up. Was it the right move? Some will say no. But let's look at the results that followed. During Johnson's coaching period, the Cowboys dominated in the NFL, winning consecutive Super Bowl titles. Johnson is only one of 6 coaches in professional American football history to achieve such a feat. Key to their success were the team's relentless attitude and their risk-taking off the field. And there's a quote here in the book that says by Jimmy Johnson, "Do you want to be safe and good, or do you want to take a chance and be great?" So remember that. Now, what does all this mean for you? You have a decision to make. Do you want to stay inside your comfort zone and live your life as is? Or do you want to take a chance and be great? You shouldn't be stuck in a daydream. It's time to bring all of your great visions and your aspirations to life. You are either committed to mediocrity or you're committed to greatness. So my question for you is, which will it be? The decision is yours. If you choose the latter, then you must get in the game now and develop a serious attraction to winning. Remember, going after and achieving your dreams isn't about intelligence or natural-born talent. The concepts discussed here in this book will help you get there. But ultimately, succeeding in life is up to you. You can have the career and the life you've always wanted. The tools and the frameworks provided through this book will set you on the path to win. That's what you deserve. So get your game on and trust that you will make the right decisions. I know you will. Now it's time for you to own your game, suit up, and be all in. Never a little out. Now, at the end of every chapter in Dominate the Game, I have a coach's chalkboard that recaps some of the points from the chapter. This is the coach's chalkboard from chapter 4, Own Your Game. You have a chance every single day to make a change and be the person you want to be. A sense of ownership is one of the most powerful weapons you can have in life. The road to success is through commitment. Trust yourself. The game is mostly mental. Always play to your standard. Be married to the game. And lastly, accept responsibility for your actions. Be accountable for your results. So there you have it. Those are things you need to do to really own your game. If you like what you heard in that chapter, there's 22 more amazing chapters in Dominate the Game that you can check out. If you want to listen to another audiobook style chapter, and hopefully you like this one, by the way, but if you want to listen to another one from Dominate the Game and you haven't already heard the podcast episode where I shared the Trust the Process chapter, go back and have a listen to that one. There's a link in the show notes for that episode, so it's very easy for you to find. And if you're ready to check out the rest of the book, you can always pick up your copy of Dominate the Game at my website, dominateandmove.com. I sign all of those copies, and there is also a link in the show notes so you can grab a copy for yourself and maybe for a friend too. Hint, hint. Don't fault me for giving a little nudge. I try not to be too salesy, but just a little. And of course, you can always get the books on Amazon too. And if you've already gotten your copy of Dominate the Game, I just want to say thank you. And to all of those who have reached out and given me feedback on the book, I always love hearing what you think, and just know that your thoughts mean a lot to me. Thanks so much for listening into today's episode and for letting me share more about Dominate the Game and another excerpt from the book. Again, I will have the audiobook out later this year. Now, the subtitle of Dominate the Game is How Life Changes When You Show Up. I want you to think about that for a moment. Life really does change when you show up the right way. And in that book, there are lots of frameworks and things you should be doing so that you can be suiting up and showing up in a way that you are not just keeping that ball moving, but that you are dominating. So again, if you're looking for a new book to help you elevate, go check it out. As we look to close today's episode, I have one more ask, and this one doesn't cost any money. If this podcast resonated with you, and there are people in your network that you think would like to hear this specific Own Your Game chapter or the Trust the Process chapter, please share these shows with them. I always am grateful for you helping me to make a larger positive impact on the world. And if you ever want to reach out to me, you can always do that on social media, on LinkedIn, or on my website, getinsidethehuddle.com. I always love hearing from y'all and how you're moving the ball and dominating the game. And I'm always here to be a resource. If I can help, just reach out. All right. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time. Until then, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball. Thanks for listening to Move the Ball, everybody. If you were inspired by this episode, can you do me a favor and let me know? Go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. And also share the show with a few friends too. Next, I want you to go to getinsidethehuddle.com and join our email list. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you get more done today. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. You got that? Okay, until next time.